Welcome to A Journey of Transformation Empowerment. You're listening to Antonio T. Smith, Jr., where ideas ignite, change, and possibilities are endless. Before we dive into today's episode, we have something special for our listeners. Today's podcast is brought to you by a groundbreaking book that's reshaping the conversation around Black economic empowerment. It's Resegregation, Volume 1,
The Power Matrix,
a master plan for Black group economics with wealth creation, authored by visionary Antonio T. Smith, Jr. Antonio isn't just an author. He's a former top-secret combat special operations intelligence sergeant turned millionaire. His life work championed the economic autonomy and wealth creation within Black communities. In this seminal work, dedicated to teachings of Dr. Claude Anderson, Antonio outlines a comprehensive blueprint covering critical sectors like finance, technology, manufacturing, and more. He blends military discipline with acute understanding of systematic disparity. This isn't just a book. It's a movement, a call to action to create lasting wealth and reshaping the economic narrative. Antonio's vision is clear: drive a significant shift toward Black ownership and control. Listeners, if you've ever wondered about innovative strategies for wealth creation or how technological transformation can uplift the Black communities, then this book is for you. Join Antonio Smith, Jr. on the transformative journey. Pick up your copy of the Resegregation Volume 1, The Power Matrix, today, and be a part of the reshaping future. Now, let's dive into the episode and explore the possibilities that await us.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening to all of you all across the world. Welcome, welcome, welcome to today's daily meeting. So glad, so happy and grateful to have each and every one of you on this call. Always a pleasure to see your lovely, shining, smiling faces, okay? Well, every day when you're on this call, you get a behind the scenes look of how the ATSJR Companies is run every single day by our illustrious founder and CEO. Okay, so get your note pens, your pads, whatever you use to take notes. Come on, take some copious notes to whatever he does and says this morning and steal it. Take it back to your companies, your businesses, so your businesses can grow and thrive in the level to the level that you desire. All right, wait a minute now. You keep coming with these shirts, all right? You keep coming. So I'm about to hand it over to our illustrious founder and CEO. I'm gonna call him Sunshine today, okay? Because he looked at my closet and said, okay, that's what she wearing today. I'm gonna put that on too. I saw him. He was in my closet, okay? Come on, Sunshine. Yes, ma'am.
You can pass it.
I'm gonna pass it to who we originally called Sunshine. Okay. All right. So,
Sunshine.
Okay. Yeah, okay. I'm gonna pass it to the original Sunshine girl, okay? Young lady who is always bubbly and personality, everyone loves her all the time. And don't let that voice and face fool y'all, okay? She'll get with you if she needs to. Ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, you funny.
Miss D. Marie Deanna Mitchell.
Buenos morning. Amazing day, grand rising. Good morning. Hi, everyone. Oh, yeah, I see hands. Hi. Well, I want to say good morning to each and every one of you on this very day. I just want, today's Tuesday. It is the 27th day of July in the year of 2021. And I want each of you to just be happy that you're here. Grace, when I see Grace, and I'd be like, Grace, it's good to see you. She say, it's good to be seen and not viewed. It took me a while to catch that. And I was like, you know what? You are absolutely right. Because I have friends who didn't make it out of their early 20s. I have friends who didn't make it out of their teenage years. You know, I have friends who've lost kids, and it's crazy. So I just want each one of you to enjoy this amazing day. Grace, I'm gonna pass it over to you. I need to go do a quick run.
No, I got it. Oh, okay. There we go. Welcome, everybody. Good morning. Appreciate you. All right. We have a lot to do in such a little short time because Mastermind is right after this. So let me first do some preliminary stuff here. Ashley, are you headed to Galveston or are you taking care of your mother?
No, I'm headed to Galveston. I've taken care of her this morning. She's all well. We're headed that way now.
Is she dying?
No, she's not dying. I'm not a doctor either, so we got her a doctor's appointment. She'll be all right. Just the sitter changed a little bit.
She's not dead.
She ain't dead, thankfully.
Outstanding. To her, she is more useful alive.
And we're all dying, Antonio. We're all dying. The question is whether we're living, because we're not all living.
Yes, absolutely.
Injury
by garden, huh? So she was in the garden and got bit in the face.
Yes.
That's about right. You tell her Texas bugs have no respect. No Texas bugs have respect. All right. Well, got a new card that just came in now. All right, so that's that. And then Kevin, to you now. We are producing those 27 shows? Is it 27? Whatever it is, we're producing them. So what I've done is we're doing 3 shows, and then I forget the total number, but I got it written down. It's like 27 or something like that. Yes, so I've got 3 shows. There are 3 shows, and they're like 2 of them have 9 episodes, and 1 of them have 8, or 2 of them have 8, 1 of them have 9, something like that. But they are under production now. And will be submitted and making thee look very well, sir. Yes, sir.
Thank you, sir.
Yes,
thank you.
Absolutely. 4K, 4K production, 4K audio, and the whole 9 yards. We're doing, I don't want to say too much. You could see it, but I'll let you see it when it comes out. But they are well. And it looks like Tyler Perry production. Yes, looks like a Tyler Perry production. So that's that there. Sister Booker, I read your book. Fantastic. I finally had an opportunity to go through your book and I enjoyed it thoroughly. I really
awesome. Did. Awesome. Yes. That means the world coming from you.
Yes.
Be the glory.
Yes, man. I know you well now. I know that much. I just tell you that book is good, y'all. Y'all need to read that book. She is a fighter, let me tell you. Okay, she
Miss Antonio.
Yes, ma'am.
I was going to tell you quickly that I got a note from the publisher, and the average shelf life of a book, they sell 250. Mm-hmm. In the first 2 months, I had already exceeded that number.
Wow, look at that. Come on, y'all.
So God is awesome.
Watch yourself.
Go ahead.
She bring it in Thursday already.
Go ahead.
Yes.
Mr. Booker, I want to know what seeds you planted so I can do the same thing, please. What did you do?
Yes.
You know what? I love helping people. And Mr. Antonio will tell you there's one chapter in there called Paying It Forward.
Yes,
and
ma'am.
My first 5 hires at Capital Broadcasting each wrote a letter on the impact that I had on their lives. Wow. And now they're hiring and firing and sharing with
the people that they hire. And they also had NBC Universal interview me on my secret to success. So that's a part of the book as well.
Oh, absolutely. Bless your soul, Dave.
Absolutely. I tell you what, I could, hold on, let me read this message. Yes, all right. So someone's asking me three things I got from the book. I got one of the things is it's a bit esoteric. She's a fighter. She does not like, no. Okay, the whole book is a theological treatise of how yes is the only possible future. Okay, the entire book is that every chapter. Also, what I got, one thing I learned from the book is to have other, she actually just mentioned one of them, is it was powerful watching other people inside of her book give her glory. That was powerful. I was reminded when I was reading that, when I first started writing, my dad, he went to jail when I was like 13, 12, maybe something like that. And somewhere around 27, I reached out to him and talked back at him. And somewhere years in the letters, Jerome, I told him, I've never heard anything good about you. You know what I'm saying? So I had to make my own opinion. And so what he did, without, you know, just kind of surprised me, he had all the inmates he had helped write me letters. And he put in one letter about all the, you know, how they complimented him. Actually, he had them stacked up. Sorry, he didn't have them write letters. It was some letters they wrote to him. And he put them in there just so I could see people say good things about him. Because imagine growing up and never hearing a single good thing about your dad, right? And when I was reading that about Sister Booker, that it reminded me of that memory. So that's extremely powerful, extremely powerful. And then I had no idea that she was such a big deal in TV broadcasting and helping people. So I had no idea. I didn't. So there you go. There you go. It was fantastic. Now, the lessons in there are, see the good. If I had to sum it up, which I'm going to do a terrible job summing it up, but if I had to sum it up, there is good in every bad situation. Always look for the good. Would you say I did a pretty good job, Sister Booker?
Outstanding.
There you go, man. Yes, if I had to
sum it up. Any word that has a positive connotation, you did it.
Oh, there it is, dude. It's a very positive book. Very positive book, but it is extremely insightful. And every chapter is, every section has points in it. And preachers, if you're looking for sermons, you can find a few of them in her book. Let me tell you, it's more than a few sermons in her book for sure. I thoroughly enjoyed reading it. I took the time to knock that out day before yesterday, and I forgot to mention it yesterday, but day before yesterday, I knocked it out as I was looking for some airport reading, and I took you along with me. So it was a pleasure for you to get rid of the popping in my ears. I appreciate you. Thank you so much.
All right now. Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you.
Yes, absolutely. I could see her book in airport bookstores, y'all. It's good. It really is. It really is. You know, I don't waste, Grace, you know, I don't waste no words. Nah, I don't waste no words. I don't waste
Miss Antonio.
Yes, ma'am.
One quick thing. Mm-hmm. One professor at Yale said it should be mandatory reading for every high school student, college student, and anybody in corporate America.
Absolutely. You know what? And I'm glad you brought that up, because it's the audience. I think you got to go psychographics with our audience, because if you are, and I'm going to use this word, trying to win, you need to read that book. Okay. Like if you are struggling, but you're almost there, or you can't figure out that thing you need to do, read that book. I highly recommend it. Read it. Remember, I found it by accident. I was just minding my business on Amazon, and God was like, boy, read this book. I didn't even know it was there. And I just shut it up, all my stuff, and then I bought it, and surprised it, and I showed y'all that one day, and of course, some other youth bought it. Read it well, and I'm looking forward to hearing more about it. So good stuff there. All right, there was one more preliminary thing. I know Tempest is on her way. Oh, Can we talk about Mexit? Yes. Now, well, yes, yes. Before we get to Mexit, I know that Tempest, Deanna, and myself will be in the UK in a couple of, it's on the list now. We are going to the UK. We're going in the Netherlands too, right? Didn't you? Did you list? Which one did you have us? In December? Or somewhere.
It sounds like you're missing two people.
Well, we're going out to go see and hang out with Steve and build around Steve.
It sounds like you're missing two people.
Yes, because these people keep taking our data to do our little expansion thing, but that's okay though. That's okay. We still going, but yes. And Monica and Grace, as I have been silently corrected with a loud voice twice. No, silently, loudly. Is that it, Grace? How many people am I missing?
Two. The two people that you was missing told you we was going to the UK. We said that. We told you.
You did.
Forgot. It's okay. You got a lot on your mind. I know.
I do. With the preacher say, charge it to my heart, not my mind.
Charge it to your head, not your heart.
Charge it to my head. Oh, yeah. There it is. There you go. So we'll be doing the UK plus, I don't know the other one. Doesn't matter. I said Netherlands, but it's probably not that. But we'll be doing the UK as we come through with Steve, and we're going to drink a pint and probably meet the kiddos and then eat fish and chips. I would not be on a Dr. Sebi diet out there in the UK, as I am looking forward. So now we may, depends on Monica, you kind of skinny. I'm not sure if you want to do December in the UK, but you know, I got a little.
That's what coats are for. That's what coats are for, right?
Okay, then. All right. Well, you know what? You're grown. You said what you said. And there it is. All right.
I don't remember that when she
like, you know what I'm saying? I got a little, you know, I got some coats on me naturally. You understand what I'm saying? But it's all good. It's all good. Okay. Now, Stradivari. In fact, y'all don't even know. Just unmute your mics. Every time I said name, just unmute your mic and clap. Stradivari, just unmute your mic and clap. Yes, there you go. Okay, thank you so much.
Whoop.
Thank you so much. Stephen Walker, yes, come on. Thank you so much. Yeah, yes. And then who else? Chiquita Darnell, yes. And who am I missing? Oh, and Ashley Patrick, yes.
Woo-hoo.
And Renee Linsom, come on, clap your hands. Oh, yes. Did I get all the Mexit hosts? That was all of them. All of you have VIP tickets to the Mexit conference. Congratulations. That's the point of being a host. Yes.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Somebody get me off the floor, please.
Yes. And not only do you have tickets, but your hotel is bought and paid for.
Wow.
Somebody get me.
Come on.
Yes. You have tickets, your hotels are bought and paid for, and all your food is free. All you have to do is find transportation there. Come on, y'all. Y'all love you. Somebody clap for these folks.
Somebody get me.
Y'all better get it.
Somebody get me.
Make sure you tell Stradivari, Grace. I don't know if he up. Make sure you tell him.
Okay, I'm glad you told me, because everybody you just talked to, I was hitting them up today. Okay. Yeah.
Oh, look. Tell the truth. Grace hit me up yesterday.
I hit him up yesterday.
He was on
okay.
it.
That, okay, Grace, God said not to answer that phone. That's what happened.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. Grace did.
Well, you know, Antonio.
He was praying and writing sermons. Go ahead,
that's right. Antonio, I'm gonna be there even if I have to walk from Virginia.
I know that's
right. I will be there.
I'm not mad at you. So it is an honor. It is an honor. This is the price of being faithful.
God's overflow.
Come on, I'm glad you said so, because when you can't say faithful, it just leave it there. There is a price and a reward for being faithful. Look at that. That is VIP. Now, here's the deal. That is VIP. Your stuff is completely comped. Should you want to bring, we thought long and hard about this, a plus one, we're going to discount it to just $1,000. Okay? That's what it costs me. That's what it costs me. We can discount it to that. Y'all know, how much is the VIP ticket, Grace?
$2,995.
All right, so I just need you to know you paying.
Came on.
All right, I just need you to know you sent. They simply paying for all the hotel. It's like $320 a night. So $320 times three is whatever that is.
$960.
And the food is something like $180 a day or something like whatever it is. So whatever that is.
$540.
Thank you so much, Grace. So as long as you, Grace, you're doing well. Keep your mic unmuted. Okay, you're doing well. Do you understand? No, this is real talk. Do y'all understand what I'm saying? I'm not, at no point am I, your stuff is completely comp, and then your plus one is just $1,000, and you're more than welcome to make payments on that, okay? More than welcome, yes.
Can you repeat yourself? Stradivari just came on.
Stradivari, yes, that little Stradivari, he's so slick. He put his Facebook page up there saying what he said we can go live on his page. I'm gonna go ahead and go live on mine. He put his Facebook page up there. I'm not even mad at you. If y'all want to put your own Facebook page on the thing and go live on your own page, why not? You know what I'm saying? Why not? Just make sure you do it on the other ones too. Stradivari, you, since you are a faithful Mexit host, you, sir, have a VIP ticket to the Mexit conference. $2,900 and whatever dollars plus your hotel, because the VIP ticket does not come with the hotel. Your hotel, all 3 days and nights are paid for, and all your food, sir. Yes, there you go. Congratulations. Is that a good way to start off the morning? I feel like it's a good way to start off the morning. Okay.
I think so.
There you go. He says, oh my God, yes. And you're so welcome, Sister Booker, for the endorsement. It is. You are fabulous. Everything about you is awesome. So there you go. Now, I don't know if I want to say this. Jerome, it's so tough.
You might as well, because you're bursting.
I'm so excited. I can't even hold it.
That's it.
I've been giving Jay high fives since you said something. I ran back there.
Yes. Yeah, buddy. So we congratulations to all of you. That's not even the tip of the iceberg. The Mexit conference ended May 15th. So then I would have showed y'all the page on May 15th. And then I would have told y'all about the recordings somewhere around that time. So it's been about 70 days. In 70 days, you got some footage. And I know some of you have grown weary in your well-doing. Okay, and all that stuff. And that's okay. I'm just saying, that's okay. But what I can tell you is we not even done yet. I told you, you would be well taken care of. We are not done yet. And I don't know another way to be. You understand? I don't know another way to be. That's how you, what's Stephen Walker? This is how you treat people. You understand? When you got the opportunity, you extend the opportunity. There is no other way to be a human being on planet Earth.
Yes, sir. You
understand? There it is. That's how it is. If you're going to be faithful, then God's going to be faithful back to you. Jerome, am I doing all right, Jerome? Let me know. Thank you so much.
And I haven't heard any heathenism yet, but I'm paying attention.
Well, you know it's coming soon. In fact, I'm about to talk to a fellow heathen, Prophet Jerry. Come on, fellow heathen. Come on in here.
Man, let me tell you. Good morning.
Good morning, sir.
You know, you looking fine in that, you know what I'm saying, that yellow shirt. You brought the sunshine.
Come on, Prophet.
Come on. You brought the sunshine, came on here this morning and brought the sunshine in our lives. And it's to the point that that's a true leader. That's a true leader. Come on now, where you at? I can't see you. Where you at? Hold on, hold on, hold on. There you go. That's a true leader. When I grow up, I want to be like you. Yes, sir. And then to the point, what I wanted to say was, a lot of times Renee would come and talk to me, and I said, baby, hold on. Keep doing it. Keep doing it. Even when people, come on, people wanted to quit on her. Keep doing it.
Mm-hmm.
This is your time to shine. This is your, and you said it. You said it. There's mm-hmm. gonna be benefits. You maybe didn't say it in those words, but they're gonna be benefits of doing this mix. You only asked for five people.
Look at you.
What you got? 10 times that.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
You only asked for five people.
Mm-hmm.
And when you are, excuse me. But when, no, I'm not going to say excuse me.
Operating your gift, sir. You ain't bothering nobody but people who hate us. All right, keep going.
But when you are faithful, Bible says, come on, I know this is not Thursday, Grace, but the Bible says, if you are willing and obedient, not just obedient, but willing to go through, willing to go through when they don't want to come on time, willing to go through when they don't want to show up, willing to go through.
It's a...
Because your leader, Moses, said to go through. I'm gonna shut up. Wow. But just willing to go through. And then the benefits is I get to eat the crumbs. So all I gotta do is pay $1,000.
That's it. That's it.
I get to, and we were just talking yesterday, mm-hmm. and she said, I don't know how we're gonna get it. I said, but God's gonna make a way. Because that's our anniversary.
Look at that.
And then we want to be with our family.
Let's show
because we haven't get a chance to meet you face to face yet. But I believe we're going to meet you before then. But I said, God's going to make a way.
Come on now.
And then she just said, and she could say this. She just said, baby, we're going to find a way to get you there. I said, this before you said anybody that want to come with the VIPs, they got paid $1,000. She said, we're going to find a way to get. I said, see, when you just be quiet. Sometimes you got to hold. Oh, sometimes you got to hold your peace.
That's an appropriate response, man. You all right with me? That's an appropriate response. Come on, y'all, love you so much.
I think I'm hollering today.
Lord, have mercy.
Congratulations.
Yeah.
I'm hollering too.
Yes, y'all. Oh, yeah, yes. In fact, Jerome, then Pastor Steven. I forgot Pastor Steven said something. Go ahead, Jerome.
Prophet Jerry, you done messed me up, bro. Okay. I was going through something on Saturday, and I called Antonio up, and I said, you can call me Shadrach or Meshach or Ben. You can call me one of them, but I've been in the fire. But I wasn't alone. And then I messed around and looked, and there was Antonio T. Smith. And I couldn't say nothing, but God said, I got you. Nothing more. Thank you, Prophet Jerry. Thank you, sir.
That y'all have no idea what I do behind the scenes. And I ain't gonna never tell y'all. All right, Pastor Stephen, go ahead.
So I just wanted to speak to a quick lesson in leadership. You know, you guys know I'm a pastor, but I'm also a motivational speaker. My platform is purpose and power. And so I want to encourage you this morning. because as you're on your path to purpose, you got to understand that some people don't understand your call for a purpose. They don't understand your purpose. Only you do. And you have to continue walking in that despite what happens around you. You have to remember another thing is that some people come into your life for a reason and some come for just a season. So you got to stop holding on to people that you should let go because it's stopping you from walking into your purpose. So when people are ready to leave, let them leave. You have to continue walking forward. And when you do that, God will bring those to you that will hold you up, your arms up, so you can win the battles that's in front of you.
That's it. That's it. Y'all hear that? Y'all hear that?
Amen. Look, amen.
I'm not even finished. Antonio.
Yes, sir.
Go
you
ahead, Abraham. Friend. You're supportive.
I see a Twitch legend in your background.
Yes. That's Deanna's son, Don. Yes. Which, by the way, back when I get back from Ghana, y'all, for those who've been with us for a while, y'all accustomed to seeing I've got two boys. They look just like the doggone daddy, too. Let me just tell you, okay? Two boys act like them, too.
Have you turned Deanna's son onto Twitch yet, or you're holding back? I don't think you're holding back.
I don't know if he's on Twitch. I know my boys stream on Twitch. I know that. No,
they've been doing it for a while, though.
Yeah, they got accounts, and they ain't playing no game. They got followers, and they taught me a trick or two for sure. We'll make sure he's on there. Y'all see, so let me, I'm just going to say this. You can do your kids any other way. I just want to tell you how I'm doing my children. My children, I do all their schooling, okay? All their schooling, K through 12. And then should they want to go to college and want to go off, they can. Or if not, they daddy own a college. Help me somebody. Yeah. Okay.
Come on now. Come on now.
You understand what I'm saying?
So
then they finish that as well. And they get it all here. Plus, they're doing computer programming, robotics, and et cetera. Well, ATS kids start off somewhere in August, September. And I'm going to have them, since they've been going through the whole time, they're going to be leaders in ATS kids.
Uh-oh.
I'm just trying to tell
you. Mighty Warriors, birth of my.
Yeah, if you've been here long enough, you'll see my kids, they like log on. We have an agreement. They must do business, sales, and marketing every week. And in every class, they got to log on. No matter what, they get off their YouTube and they got to come and they got to sit for 2 hours. And they got to listen because they're not allowed to play the video games without being able to build them.
All right, Antonio, I'm just say this right here, because it sounds like you're getting into legacy and succession planning. Now, what you did to get where you are, I don't know if you're doing it, but they need to be video documenting so their transition so the kids can see them like we see you.
You're so right. You know what? You're so right. I'm not making them do that. Thank you so much. That was what I was supposed to hear this morning. Thank you so much. Anyway, let me finish giving y'all these things. Plus, all you Mexit hosts, plus all the co-hosts have a whole special section in the conference up front, and you will be treated as red carpet celebrities. Thank you so much.
Roll out the red carpet. Let's go.
Yes. Yes. All of you, if you're a co-host, and host, you got your own little special section, and you will continuously be treated like celebrities. And I got a few other surprises for y'all that I'm not letting you know right now.
Antonio,
yes, sir.
I'm just gonna message you one of the surprises, just a confirmation whether it's okay for me to disclose that one.
Okay, I'll be waiting on the message. And Jerome, unmute your mic. Now, Jerome has been faithful. Amen. That's faithful. Yeah. Okay. Kevin gets it. Faithful, Kevin. You understand? And Grace came to me and said, can I pay for the fullness of Law's ticket and Jerome's ticket? And I said, well, have your way. So I want to let you all know that Law, and especially you, Jerome, you are now paid in full in its completeness. Hotel and food and VIP. You ready? Plus Ruby level. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And you can thank Grace. You can thank Grace for that. Yes, Lord. You can thank Grace for that. So come here, mute our mic and just give Grace some love, please. Come on,
Grace. All right, Grace.
That's why she's going to continue to be blessed. She shows good seeds. Come on now.
Amen. That's it. God's Lady Grace.
That's it. Good seeds. Good seeds. So that is, I'm sorry, I said Ruby. I meant gold tickets. I apologize. Tell them what the gold is, Grace. I had the price wrong. Tell them what the gold is.
Oh, that gold price is $9,999. Yeah.
You're gold, sir. Ain't God good. You are gold. Grace did that. That was not an Antonio thing. Let me make this very clear. That was not an Antonio thing. Her exact words. I still got the message pulled up when she did it. I really appreciate you, but God dog it, I will. Oh, I'm a copy and paste. I don't want y'all to think that I'm out here lying. Because I copy and pasted. She had did this yesterday and confirmed that it was okay to talk about it. Look, just so you know, that's when she confirmed, that's when she thanked me before I said something. That's Zoom. Y'all see it in there? Mm-hmm. I really appreciate you, but look, that's Grace Sanders to me. I'm me, 8:27 a.m. parentheses. I really appreciate you, boss. I wanted to make sure I take care of Jerome. That's real. That ain't got nothing to do with me. Y'all see it? Is it in the chat? Mm-hmm. Come on, y'all will mute your mic and clap for Grace.
Wow, please. What a blessing.
Wow. Yes.
Grace is awesome.
Bless you, Grace.
She moves in silence, too.
Yes.
Grace is those twins, Grace and Mercy.
I know that's right.
Yes.
That oil, Sister Booker, is strong, Grace. She got that oil, don't she?
Okay.
I mean, that anointing is strong, though. All right. I'm still not done. Ibrahim, I approve. Tell them what's coming next for these hosts.
Okay, I wasn't sure because this was a surprise that I was supposed to help deliver. So I knew about this, but I didn't know if you're okay with telling them. So I just tell you guys that every single host for the Mexit conference gets not 1 month, not 2 months, not 3 months, not 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, but 10 or 11, but 12 whole months of maximum coverage on T99. Tower 99, Antonio's acquisition, absolutely free. So that's absolutely one article free. Or a piece of news or an interview every single week, taking you all the way to your hosting on Mexit. And that way you built up the hype for Mexit and your own personal brand all the way through. So just make sure you share that content on your social media as well.
Make sure you say it. Okay, so that's 52 weeks of free promotion in magazine. Man, y'all.
Yes, hey. Yes.
Antonio.
Yes, sir.
Look, Sadia said something to me one day. We were working on an article, and she said she was so, it was her and Vicky. And she said that because we're part of Mexit, we were so upset at something that happened in Norfolk. She said, we need our Mexit news credentials because we need to go down there and talk to them people and hold them accountable. And I was thinking that for the host, well, I see that hit you, so let me let you.
You know what, God dog it, you done. It is done. You know what? I know exactly what to do. Plus, I just said yesterday I was working on a press pass. But you know what? I am going to, Deanna, won't you go ahead and put line out to me Mexit news credentials, and then what we need to do is make that happen possibly today. And I want to send everybody them God doggone credentials. What did you just bless us? Well, I tell you.
I can't take the credit. That was definitely Sadia and Vicky. But I did want to say that, you know, even in promoting us as lead show hosts, we are all a part of the Mexican News Network. So really, it's you promoting the leads of the news shows you created, these shows that you created. So it's like a dual purpose.
Absolutely, absolutely. Now, if y'all pay attention, that's over right now. That has to be over. I don't know, $120,000 so far. And this literally cost me. Like, I need you to get, this isn't, I don't own the DoubleTree Hotel. Y'all understand that? Like, this actually cost me. So this is real money. You understand? This is real money. And if you've missed us in Orlando, Florida, May 12th, 13th, and 14th, 3 days, if you're VIP or higher, you would be there.
I am determined to be rich.
The middle class is not for me.
I need news that cares about me.
And not news that's going to scare me or make me mad at another people.
I need news without politics.
And I want news that will point me to the money.
This is the news where it happens.
The moments that change the world.
These are the stories we need.
The info that we care about.
We only give you news
that puts money in your pocket.
And the news
that gives us an advantage.
This is the work that continues.
Who we are today.
And what we can become.
Tomorrow.
That's it.
This is where news without agendas can lead us.
Your wealth matters.
This is why more perspectives
make us stronger,
and how our mission can inspire
tomorrow.
This is journalism that helps the world we live in.
This
is
Mexit News
at Orlando, at DoubleTree Orlando at SeaWorld, and where the rooms are 320 and up. You understand? I mean, fantastic. I think online, look up online, I think it's rated 4.8 stars or something like that. Okay, it's world class, and we going to the best place. Stack, let me hear from you, man. This is my boy Stack, y'all.
What's going on, Antonio? It's been a while, my brother.
Man, been good, man. I see you everywhere, man, getting endorsement deals and everything.
I already know. What's going on? How's everything?
Everything's good, man. Real quick. Man, I appreciate you, man, for checking in and tapping in. Why don't you tell everybody who you are we got a lot of new people.
Yeah, so I go by Stack Pack. You know what I'm saying? I've been in the industry for, you know what I mean, no less than a year. I run my own digital marketing company. I help people out, like, on social media. I do it for a living. I also do music production. I got a new distribution there with Intercept Music. I'm still going crazy. You know what I'm saying? Antonio's still the same energy. You know what I mean? I still keep the same momentum. You know how people are like, what's going on now? Like, it's still new stuff going on. I got on the Billboard, still helping people out. You know, it's going crazy. So, but I came in to show my respect because I already know you stay got stuff going on. So I had check in with the big boss, Antonio. You know what he do.
Appreciate you, man. Stack is a big time producer. He's got some jewelry deals, from watches, rings. He can grow your YouTube page, thousands of followers. He's everything, and he's insanely positive and well respectable. So we love him around here. We met him on Clubhouse. On Clubhouse. Yeah.
Oh, Antonio, he makes crazy beats. So if y'all look for beats, he makes crazy beats.
Yeah, yep. So right.
One thing before you start out, Antonio, I definitely want to have some creators that want to come on ATS TV. So if we're going to chop it up about that, I want you to, talk to me offline, but definitely have some creators that I want to bring to the ATS TV for you so we can make that pop, friend. So we can
market. That's music to my ears, boy. Yes, sir, man. Chop it up with me. With Dev. You do that as soon as possible, man. As soon as possible, and I'd appreciate you.
Got you.
Yes, sir. Thank you, man. That's Stack, y'all. He's a fantastic guy. Fantastic. Now, I don't think I'm done with the good news announcements. I don't think I'm done. What you think? I don't think I'm done. Let me see if I can pull out one more shocking bit of news. I think I can. I think I can pull it off. I think I could pull off the People's Congress landing page. Yeah, I think I can. It ain't all the way done. but it ain't all the way done, but it's done enough. Right, so let me tell you, now this is all Tempest. Tempest did this 100% by herself, as you can see. That's so it's on Mexit, and it says People's Congress, literally. Plus, you can click here, go to the latest episodes. On top of that, look at that. Don't fool me now. So y'all want to play. Y'all don't play now. This ain't just audio. Okay. Look at this. Hello. Gosh darn it. Hello. Let me share with sound and stuff real quick. Because I need y'all to pay full respect to the People's Congress and what we are doing around here. Hold on. I got to give Zoom these permission. All right, is it sharing my screen?
Yeah, we can see it.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
It's your whole screen. It's not just the...
It's the
desktop.
That's the desktop. All right, let me see if I can do one more time. Just the Safari. Oh, yeah, well, it's a desktop. All right, there we go. Stop it, Zoom. Just stay right there. All right, there we go. It's just Safari. All right, you see just Safari now, right?
Yep.
Nice. Right, outstanding. So now, I just want y'all to see, man. This is.
I read part of the article, and part of the article said something about one of the strains of the industry is the driver shortage. There is no, okay, this is Marquise's opinion. There is no driver shortage.
Okay.
The problem is you have crappy companies. That's the problem. If you really want to know what the problem is, you have people out here driving 80,000 pound trucks gone for weeks, months at a time away from their families, and they're really literally getting paid cents on the dollar.
Man, y'all not ready for Marquise, man. Y'all just gonna have to just catch up.
Go ahead.
Y'all not ready.
Go ahead.
Oh, he keeps it all the way real, okay?
Oh, yeah. Even with the runner's wrap hat.
Look, yes. See, with that ATS background in the background. That's the same background we got in the Galveston office. And all 10 of the episodes are up here, yes. But there's more. There's way more. There's more. And of course, it says, meet your host. And this scrolls. Now, Tempest, get ready to unmute. Are you driving? She might be driving. And then here, so don't worry about all this here real quick. We're putting stuff up. We got stuff. But there's it. And what's going to happen is as you go, there says, Stephen Walker, short bio. You get what I'm saying? Short bio. And everybody's picture is going. You're seeing an incomplete page right now. Everybody's picture is going to go up. And then when you hit read more, it's going to take you to a full page of everything Stephen Walker.
Oh, that's hot.
Wow. Pimpalicious.
Awesome. Wow.
This is all Tempest Vision. Plus, that full page Stephen Walker is going to promote anything Stephen Walker got.
Oh, man.
I got a lot.
It's not just going
to
be.
I can't wait to see this.
Corona, it's not just going to be Mexit stuff. Whatever Stephen Walker has, we're going to backlink it. We're going to SEO it properly to push everything back to the Stephen Walker universe and every host that there is. Every single one. Yes, ma'am.
Mm-hmm. I know that we're developing it now, but if we're losing people, are we?
That's got nothing to do with me.
Does that have something to do with the page that we're putting up?
Nope. Well, good question, but here's the deal. I am a man of my word. Now, if somebody left because you can't handle 70 days of God's silence, that ain't got nothing to do with me. God was silent for Abraham for 25 years. Wait a minute. I get it, but just allow me now, because it's got to be addressed at some point. So I'm gonna go ahead and do it now, Kevin. I'm doing what I said I was gonna do. Do you understand what I'm saying? See, this is why y'all need y'all to be. If you want to be blessed, you need to act like Grace. If you truly want, I don't give. Come in, Sister Booker. I don't give a damn about what they did, because my job is to treat people 10 times better than what they treat me. So what they did ain't got nothing to do with what I'm doing. And let that be a lesson to some of you, because your life is about your decisions. And they'll stay up there the whole time, and sometime much later when I feel like it, they'll be taken off if they never come back. But the opportunity is always allow anybody to come back, because Pastor Steve Walker ain't trying to do everything by himself. Do you understand?
I feel your energy, and I'm riding it.
There it is.
I'm a person that has not quit on you yet.
No, sir. No, you haven't.
But
no,
but I am not on that. So no. When I see that kind of stuff,
I feel you.
I say that somebody might have to be moved out the way.
You
because
sure
I am not on that.
And
I see people that I do not see anymore.
I know.
And I am not on that. And I have not missed a day. So no, when you see dedication, you as a leader, I don't know what to do, but I'm asking a question because right now I'm listening to you. I'm hearing it.
Well,
and
remember
it's great.
The page is incomplete, right? The page
incomplete
is incomplete.
That's why I'm saying it now before it's completed. And then it doesn't make sense to say what I'm saying. I'm asking it in the process of building.
You asking perfectly. I'm not even tripping. You asking everything perfectly. And you're giving me an opportunity to show people my heart. I don't give a damn what y'all do. Do you understand what I'm saying? I don't. That's on you, Kevin. My job is to be the light. You understand what I'm saying? Ain't nothing else. It's nothing else, right? Now, as far as anybody who's been faithful, I promise you, I'm going to make people feel bad for not being faithful. I promise you I'm going to do that. I promise you. I'm trying to figure out a way to take care of all the co-hosts. It's just quite expensive right now. You know what I'm saying? So I had to start with the host. I'm trying to figure a way, how do I take care of the co-host? You get what I'm saying? How do I do that? Who put the spotlight on me? You did that? Well, once somebody did that, then I'm going to move the spotlight. Get out of there. There we go. All right, now I'm back. All right, the screen told me spotlight's on me. I don't want spotlight on me. Okay, it's already on me. Anywho, Adrian's going to be up there and everything Adrian. And listen, let's talk about Adrian specifically because this is what I'm talking about. It's going to say her short bio, and then it's going to click to her page. Now watch this here. Then it's going to have everything about her on Mexit, plus links that take you to her own website. Yeah, ain't nobody else do it. Okay, anyway.
Antonio.
Yes, sir.
I did just want to say, as the leader of the People's Congress, that you know everyone that has given their time, talent, and their treasure to help build the People's Congress, their family. And there's no way that somebody's going to give me 3-4 months of their life and not be treated like their family. I mean, that's spiritual suicide. You can't have people sowing that many seeds over that period of time and in your vision and not take care of them. So I don't think that's what Antonio was saying. It's not right. Like they're going to be gone absolutely. Forever. They can come back to their family. But if they sabotage, that's on them.
That ain't got nothing to do with me.
Yeah,
and that ain't what Adrian's saying either. Just so everybody's clear. Adrian's saying, but what about the faithful? You understand what I'm saying? Ain't nothing wrong with that. They said
the same
thing to Jesus.
Still, they're going to be adjusted to the top. They're going to be have a higher rank. So,
absolutely.
Yeah,
absolutely. Plus more. Plus more. Yes, go ahead. Well, I think
this
that was Sadia. Then Phil.
Sadia, yeah. So I just wanted to make sure that in his awesomeness, that Stephen is the producer and I am the co-producer because I am adding that to my repertoire.
Understood. So the page is incomplete, but it does say when you look at the show notes on the podcast and stuff, I have made that change a couple of weeks ago. But this page is you shouldn't even be seeing it now.
But you know, I just want to make sure I wasn't left out. I'm co-producer.
I have another question.
Yes. Adrian's trying to make sure she ain't left out. I ain't got no problem.
Oh, ain't nobody leaving Adrian out.
I ain't got no problem with that. Okay, let me get your question. Let me get Tippers real quick so she can speak on this since she's the one to design it. Go ahead.
Okay, I created something for the People's Congress and sent that to you yesterday. Is that usable or do you want to go another direction?
No, it's usable. We was actually trying, Tempest was up late night trying to upload it, but it kept giving an error. So we just left it out, but we want to put it back on another day. It's all completely usable. We have it downloaded. I got it on my computer, she got it on her computer.
Okay.
And we were trying to debut with it this morning, but sometimes WordPress will give you some stupid error. And that's what it was doing last night. But we got all 5 of them or something like that. They're all usable. Very, very usable. Very usable.
All right.
Stephen, are y'all able to show what you showed me, Stephen?
That's up to Antonio.
What he created?
Yes. I've got a few minutes. Let me get Tempest first, and then that's on another computer. I'll have to see if I can get on another computer. Go ahead, Tempest.
Good morning. Good morning. Just want to gently remind everybody that you are not even looking at a skeleton. No. It's like literally what was in my head and what I had energy for last night until I passed out. Yes. So
props
your titles,
for all of it. Props. No props.
Thanks. So your titles, your pictures, your bios, all those things that make you all you, I promise it will be on there. I promise if you're not active, you will not be on there. I promise if you are active, you will be featured in a very special way. Just give me some time and then we'll debut. It's supposed to be debuted, okay? Just need some time and some patience and some love, and I will greatly deliver everything that everybody is asking for.
Well, thank you for the sneak peek.
You're welcome.
You're very talented.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you so much.
It looks awesome.
Antonio, I don't even have time to touch it, so she touched all that herself. Go ahead, though.
Extremely talented.
If you want to give me share, I can just pull up the screen for to show everybody if you want. So you don't have
to. Oh, yeah. That'd be much easier. Grace, make him co-host or something. That'd be much easier. Appreciate you. Because it's on my laptop, and I don't have all the emails synced on this computer yet. As soon as I got it, I went to Arizona.
Antonio, while she's there doing that, mm-hmm. Can I see you speak to you today, sir?
Okay, it's going to have to be late, though, because
I don't care when. It can be at 9 o'clock.
Okay, sounds
good. If it's easier for you, we can do it tomorrow, though. If it's easier to fit me in.
Let's try today. Okay. Can we text back and forth? And I'm probably going to have to break you in, but we're going to get it done.
Okay, today or tomorrow, no pressure.
Okay, got you.
I got it. I'll go ahead and pull it up. I was working on the branding package for the People's Congress.
Oh yeah.
And this is kind of this is just the logo that I came up with.
Yeah.
So I wasn't sure which direction you wanted to go, the darker or the blue, but that's the People's Congress logo.
It looks great too. Fantastic. I'm gonna let Tempest be over that decision, because the way we do logos is we typically design three models and then we use all of them, because sometimes a certain logo looks better in graphics, sometimes it looks better on web design, sometimes it looks better on a ceramic.
He had like five or six of them.
He said he's
amazing.
Yeah, he said, yeah, they absolutely, it's fantastic. Absolutely fantastic. Now, let me thank you so much. Thank you for sharing it, because it's literally on my laptop and my laptop's not even close to being open right now. So it's on there because all my emails are on there. Now, still, I promise you, because it's no different with what Saudi was saying and what Adrian was saying. Nobody wants to be left out. However, let me say this greatly. I specialize at making people feel bad for not listening to me. Do you understand? Oh, I specialize at that. I promise you that. Because if you stay faithful, I promise you, I'm going to put you on camera and make people say, man, I should have stayed. Yeah, you should have stayed. Yeah, you should have. Because I'm going to make sure I do that with intentionality. It should be that way. Go ahead, Phil.
Remember the story of the prodigal son.
Yep. Absolutely. In fact, that's a great way. Oh, let's go ahead, Sandra. I don't want to rush you, but I got to start leadership mastermind in 6 minutes.
Okay. I just wanted to say, in the space that you were talking about,
oh yeah,
y'all giving life to the sites and using WordPress, the different angles that y'all go through. Just in that space, I wanted you to know and feel my aggravation and my patience. I'm trying to do stuff. It doesn't, it's not right. That I don't be trying, but just to let you know.
That's so real.
right there. Yeah. Thank you.
I get it. No, I get it. That's why, you know what I'm saying? That's so real. No, I appreciate
it. But I'm not quitting. I can't go. I'm a cue.
Well, to be honest with you, I would appreciate if all of you losers quit, right? It would just make my life so much easier and just give me the winners. No. This is just, when I say you, I meant second person plural, y'all, right? Because you can't build a great organization with losers. You can want to doubt me. You can hate that I said this all you want to. but how can you build a great wagon to cross the Oregon Trail with people on it that will never help you pull it?
Come on.
That's real talk. Somebody has to talk like this. Okay? Somebody has to talk like this. I promise you, I'm the kind of leader. I eat last. Let's not even talk hype. I mean, actually, let me just stay in the hypothetical so they won't say, if you're around me, you'll see it. You see, I don't eat. The Molly said, I'll sit there and wait to 16 people. And I'll wait. My food gets stone cold. Until the last person take a bite, I won't eat because leaders eat last. You understand? Stuff like that. Now, I'm telling you, this is as real as I can possibly get. If we cross in the Oregon Trail and we on the wagon, I'll put all y'all in the wagon. And I'll pull the wagon before I pull rank. I don't know no other way to be.
That's called setting the example.
Man, I'm trying to tell you.
So when you get tired, the one that has your vision.
I'll be pushing.
That's it, Jerry. You're right. You're right, Pastor Steven. That's it, Jerry. So let me just tell you, just so we can wrap this up. My job is to make sure that whatever anybody does, I do 10 times better. It doesn't matter. Like, it doesn't matter if you've been good, 10 times better. If you've been bad, 10 times better. Like, it don't matter, because there was some folk who came at the last hour and got paid. Jerome know what I'm talking about. The same amount that everybody had got paid that been there all day.
That's why your feet had to have that shea butter. Yeah. Make it shine, because you do the work in the mud and the sand and the dirt.
You understand. Work it out. You understand.
So you need to take your penny and get to the end of the line.
That's it. You understand that? I'm telling y'all that my job is to make sure that everybody here is equal at the cross. That's my job. I ain't got no other job. To disagree with that is to adopt Republican gun-toting Jesus. It's the truth. Because that's not the Jesus in your book. Okay. That's what it is. So please know, anybody's been, and I know it, like, Sonny ain't got no time to use the restroom. So she ain't got no time to be up at 11 o'clock at night for somebody else's network. You know what I'm saying? So you got to make
midnight, sure. Midnight.
Midnight. See, there you go. There you go, right? Adrian got 15 fires in the hat. 15 of them. And she ain't, but Adrian's been faithful since day one. And I promise you, I will figure out a way to take care of everybody. I will. I'll figure out a way. I hope you losers go ahead and quit, though, because I can do more for the Adrians and the Sadias. It's, you got leeches.
But do you know, if there wasn't the Adrians, they wouldn't be quitting. No. They wouldn't be still sitting where they at. Right. So you know what I'm saying? So I'm thinking, well, damn, wait a minute, hold up, bro. I should have let all y'all suckers quit when y'all was calling me. I'm the one. Come on, y'all. Antonio said, come on, y'all. We gotta believe in this. Come on, y'all. This is what he said. That is why I am there. But I just want to make sure that in the process of going forward, those that have decided that they couldn't do your 70 really do not deserve your beautiful red flag in the beginning. That's all I was saying. That was it. No,
that sounds wonderful.
Give them some stuff, let them close them out, and then let it be done, because at the end of the day, they've decided that they have other things to do.
I don't believe in that. I believe that anybody who has sacrificed for Antonio has earned that spot.
Well, they'll get the,
I'm just countering the, no. They don't deserve to be there.
I'm going to promote everybody will be there. Yeah,
but it's not saying that.
I got you. But
I'm not just talking to Shug.
No.
You know what I'm saying?
I got you. You're right. I'm with you 100%. I'm saying the same thing. Just know that if you stayed faithful, you will get more.
Antonio.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
There you go. I'm gonna get you out of this, brother, because you know I'm just like you. In my father's house, there are many rooms.
Many rooms.
You don't know which one you're gonna get.
Mm-mm.
There you go.
That's right. But there's a room for the Adrians that's got overflowing milk and honey. Do you understand what I'm saying? There's a room for the Pastor Stevens. That's why this man ain't got to pay for his ticket.
And Antonio.
Yes, sir.
The thing is that the ones who stick around are blessing the ones who are kind of bailing out by making it possible to leave doors open. So, right. Sister Adrian, as much as you'd want them to, like, you know, be like, okay, you went away, now suffer the consequences, know that this is your opportunity to be forgiving, to bless people. Just by being here, you're able to leave the door open for them.
Right.
That said, you and them will not be compensated equally or upgraded equally. So that's not something you need to even worry about. Yeah. So just trust in Antonio to adjust for your faithfulness and their flakiness. But leaving doors open is a way to plant seeds.
That's a good book, Faithfulness and Flakiness. Now, watch this here. Deanna, unmute your mic. I want to show you something. Because Deanna got a meeting at 2:00 today so we can go over with an accountant so we can do something with this tax form that we don't understand. It's something new. Deanna, would thou please tell them what you fit to do? 2:00.
I am speaking with an accountant to go over some forms to make sure we understand them correctly before filling them out so I can monetize the Mexit News website.
Now, we're traffic specialists. This is a great way to end. We're traffic specialists. What we're working on for the active Adrians is money for y'all hosting. And we don't understand the form. You understand? And I promise you, all them folks that left, they ain't getting paid nothing. No. You get promotion because I promised you that. But I said up front, I said up front that it ain't got no bills and I was going to off advertisement pay the folk who was left. I said that. I did. I said that. And these people won't share that. And that is not anything to feel bad for, nor is that a punishment because everybody reap what they sow. You understand?
You said it, and I got it in my notes.
Listen, Antonio, you said it, and I fully understood it and still left because it's not what I want. But I'm still in my father's house in a different room.
In a different mansion. There it is. You moved her seat.
Gotta love my ladies. Y'all are so strong. Different mansion. I love it.
Yeah, different mansion. In the
upper room.
But let me tell you something.
It's Leo season. It's Leo's.
But stop calling yourself. Let me just talk to Christians just for a second. Stop calling yourself Christian if you're not willing to be overflowingly love to folk who don't do what you want them to do.
Love your enemies. Come on now.
You know what I'm saying? That's real. That's real. I'm not talking about. That ain't what Adrian's saying. That's opposite. Adrian ain't saying nothing wrong. She's saying, what about us being with you faithful? That's no different than what the Jews said to Jesus. There ain't no difference. All right. What about us? We've been with you the longest. With these gents, there ain't no different. Ain't nothing wrong with that. I get it. But what I'm saying is, if you say you're going to do something, do it. Period, point blank. And just because I don't even know who left. I just know that they didn't leave. They chose a path that serves them, and that ain't got nothing to do with me. The only thing God want me to do is finish what I started. Now, let this be a word of caution for some of you, because if it take you 70 days to lose faith, you got a whole different problems. I'm not talking about everybody. Everybody ain't lose faith. Damali and people like that was wise enough to move their seat. But if you losing faith in 70 days, I can guess your income right now. You understand? This is hard. And what you're asking me to do is build a news network that takes on CNN as a black man in America from scratch. That's not that easy. Do you understand what I'm saying? It's not that easy, okay? But we doing it. We got the traffic and we got crazy people willing to volunteer their time and then knowing that we're gonna monetize this stuff. We scheduled a whole appointment just to get off so we can go ahead and make that happen. Y'all got me? All right, so I gotta end this. I'm so sorry. Phil, go ahead and say what you're about to say. And Vanessa, say what you're about to say. And I gotta go to the mastermind.
6:30 tonight, Eastern, 5:30 Central, time collapsing. That's time what we're collapse. Doing. We're collapsing time it takes to do this. And then the keynote, Grace, who's doing the keynote tonight?
Tyranny.
Tyranny, that's so
Tyranny. Right. Oh, you wanted me there for that. Thanks.
Absolutely. Thank you. Vanessa, go ahead. And I heard a male
voice. Antonio. Pastor Barnett,
got you, man. I got you.
Antonio, yes, ahead, ATS family, I'm not going nowhere, okay? I am laid back by nature. I don't talk a lot. I'm a listener. But I left Phil and Susan's call last night. I made phone calls, and I'm telling you, I'm coming back. I ain't went nowhere, but I'm just saying.
I ain't think you went nowhere. No.
Oh, no. Oh, yeah. No. But anyway, No. I left from here with a whole nother insight, inspiration, and I always would say, I thank God for you, Antonio.
Yes, ma'am.
Stay encouraged.
Yes, ma'am.
One last question. Are the keynotes on a podcast somewhere?
I am going to make that happen. There is something I want to do first, but they will be. They will be. I have a major plan and a high standard, and give me some time. I got something I want to do first. I tried it. I actually tried it in the beginning, and it was Law Forward Marching podcast guy. Vince. I don't remember his name anymore. Vince. Vasty. I tried it at first, and it didn't work out. So I revamped the plan. But see, here's the, this is worth, hold up the mastermind. Here's the problem. If you don't have people like Pastor Stephen Walker and Stradivari, who really want to do the People's Congress, you know what I'm saying? Like, you gotta have people who really want to do unpopular opinion and it's something they're willing to die for, then you can't really build around those people that's not. If you're doing something because it's exciting, that's not strong enough. Pastor Stephen Walker had People's Congress before I ever talked to him. You understand? So it's personal for him. That's why, no matter what happened, he stood there. Oh, please take this lesson. Please take this lesson. It is too difficult to build around people that aren't willing to die for what they're doing. Okay. So I want to do the podcast, but what I really need is one or two personalities that will host. Because I tried it one way. Now I need to try it a different way, but I haven't found those people willing to say, I love the Bureau of Dominant Speakers and what we're doing. You get what I'm saying? I'm not saying you don't love it. I'm just saying to then be at midnight like Sadia Douglas and say, I'm going to stick by my brother no matter what. You understand what I'm saying? Because everybody would have had doubted. But some people push past those doubts. And you got to build around people that are willing to be passionate so they can push past those doubts. Because when if you're doubting, passion going to get you past it. Nothing else. Okay. Let me get Pastor Barlett. And I'm about to share my screen too while he talks as well. Go ahead, Pastor. Y'all see that?
Yeah. So,
his thing froze. Did he freeze on you, Antonio?
He sure did. He sure did freeze.
Yes. All right, so. Kendall, go ahead.
No. You froze. Keep going.
Okay. And so if you can go in there, read the book, especially if you have the app and give me some different evaluations, good or bad. It don't matter. Just be truthful, right? Then I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to get to that advertising that I learned at the ATS school on how to take and put it through on Facebook. And so I'm trying to follow that path. And so I'm releasing this. And this is something, a matter of fact, when they were talking about the people's combat listening. So question, try to write, take the time and write a short book, not a long book, that Edgar Allan Poe type of thing, right? So it's very simplistic in what it does. And I try to add some value because that's something I heard, you got to add value. So I try to add some value at the beginning and do a couple of different things, and update my page. And so this is my crypto book, and I like the crypto. That's where it's at. And so even when it comes to the people of Congress, maybe some people don't show up, but the thing of it is that, you know, it's not about them not being blessed, because one of the things that I always do with my enemy or people treat me wrong, I don't say, Lord, don't bless them. I say, Lord, just make sure that you bless me. I want them to bless. I want them to do well, but Lord, don't forget about me.
That's it.
And it always works well, because you never know. It reminds me when I was a kid, I got in a fight with this dude and we was going at it. I mean, I was not liking him, but this dude turned out to be my best friend years later. People have to evolve and have to grow. And if they're down, going down a different path, don't get upset with them. That's your path, go down your path. Because as sometimes it's just taught, if something is not in your preview or on the way to where you're going, you leave that thing alone. It's not like you don't like it, but maybe that's just not for you. You need to keep going down the path God puts you on. So I say, don't get discouraged, but I like the People's Congress. I think it's awesome.
Oh yeah, all the groups. I just keep saying People's Congress is that's the group that I got the page up for, right? So that's what I'm favorite first and stuff like that. Good. I bought the book just now. I could have read it free because I got Kindle Unlimited, but I paid the $2.99 and bought the book because donations are always there. Sister Douglas, Sister Booker, last words on you.
Yes, very quickly, Mr. Antonio. You can't please 100% of the people 100% of the time.
That's right.
Some will, some won't. So what? Move on.
I know that's right. So let me end with this. We're about to jump right on the whatever you call it. And then Cindy Colley is going to be speaking first because I have something I want to present to her. So get ready, Chiquita, to let her know. Now, please, if there's anything you have learned, it is one thing that is bifurcated, okay? That means it's just two ends of the spectrum split into two different views, however you want to do it. It's simple. Do what the hell you said you was going to do every time. Do you understand? Because God will bless you and your dumb ideas because you're consistent. Man, I need y'all to hear that. Half the stuff I do, Pastor Barnett, works not because I'm smart, because God looks down and says, "What you've been doing well. Servant, well done." You understand? Period. This is about persistence. If you say you're going to do something, do it. On the flip side, if you say you're going to do something, same thing, right? Same thing. You say you're going to do something and people don't respond to your doing. They ain't got to. They wouldn't with me when God told me take over the news world. I was with me. Now, how are they going to buy into a vision that's in my head?
Come on.
That ain't the way it worked. Yep. Y'all need to stop being so hard on people. I was with me when God talked to me, nobody else. Do you understand? So it's my job to hold on to my vision, not Sister Booker's job to hold on to my vision. And she ain't got to act like I'm going to act with my vision. If that was the case, I'd be her and God would have showed up to her. So if you got a vision, and other people ain't buying into your vision, it's because they wouldn't part of the creative process of your vision. You only get fire for a vision when you got the spark, when you got the fire. If I tell you, you missed the spark, you missed the fire, so I can't expect Jerry Potter to act like me. And if he gonna act like me, I need to give him my check. That's as real as I can give it to you. Do you understand? Do what you say. And don't be mad when folk ain't jumping your head and saw the conversation you had with God. Antonio T. Smith Jr., you can't plant better. you can dominate. We'll see y'all in seconds. Thank you so much, y'all. Have a good one.
Love you.
Love y'all.
Love you guys. Love you.
When the pandemic began, I had the biggest problem in the world. Not making money. The pandemic was actually quite a blessing for me, as it almost made me a billionaire. I came really close. So the pandemic was a blessing. It was hiring people. And get this, everybody. I had 48 job positions open during the pandemic. $22 an hour with paid training. And I could not find a single person for 2 years to fit any of those 48 job positions. Hear me well. 48 job positions, $22 an hour, paid training, and I couldn't find someone, not one person, for those job positions. Now, is it because I hire slowly? True, but it's because I wasn't using ZipRecruiter, and that's a fact. I wasn't getting to the right people for the right position to fit my right culture. And there are so many different things that you can do this summer. As a matter of fact, you can free up as much time as you want to. But if you're not using ZipRecruiter, you're probably not going to free up that time if you're attempting to hire people. So what is ZipRecruiter? What is probably the greatest job finder that's out there? And that's why you need ZipRecruiter. You need it so you can find the right candidates. Now, it's not that ZipRecruiter helps you find jobs. It's more accurately that ZipRecruiter takes your culture, takes your job, takes what you're looking for, and immediately matches them with the perfect candidate. And if they can't find a perfect candidate, they will skip over that person and then give you the perfect candidate for you. ZipRecruiter uses one of its most powerful tools, which is the technology itself, to match the right candidates up with your job. You can easily review their recommendations and easily review their recommended candidates and invite these candidates to apply for your top positions. Additionally, ZipRecruiter has a complete suite of tools that makes it easy for you to filter out, review, and rate candidates. 4 out of 5 employees have been used by 4 out of 5 employers on ZipRecruiter. It is a blessing. And no wonder ZipRecruiter is rated #1 hiring site in the world based on G2 satisfaction ratings as of this year, January 1st. My friends, soak up everything I said. It's not an ad. This is a personal testimony of how I found the right people to sit in the right seat on the right bus. Without ZipRecruiter, it wouldn't have been possible. So how do you take advantage of what I'm talking about? Well, you go to ZipRecruiter.com/B2B. All spelled the regular way. That's Zip, Z-I-P, Recruiter, R-E-C-R-U-I-T-E-R, ZipRecruiter.com/B2B. And I promise you, you will be grateful that you did so. Again, that's ZipRecruiter.com/B2B. It's also in the show notes.